for CJMQ, and we're talking with Kevin Davison today. So welcome, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Good. Now, Kevin, you're a country and western singer, and you're based in Nova Scotia, but which town are you based in?
I'm from an area called the Annapolis Valley.
Okay.
It's probably about an hour from Halifax, and actually originally I am from Halifax. I moved over there when I was about 4 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I've heard that that's a very pretty area to live in.
Beautiful.
Great.
One of the most beautiful spots in the world, I think.
I would imagine it's especially beautiful this time of the year.
Yeah.
Great. Now, Kevin, you've been interested in music. Actually, you grew up, I guess, with a musical family, and you started performing at the age of 4 years old.
4 years old.
Yeah, so that must have been...
Did my first solo when I was four, and I remember just like it was yesterday, actually. I was scared to death, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. That certainly did a lot to get rid of your stage fright there, starting at an early age. When did you know that you wanted to make music your career?
I knew right from an early age. It's such a hard business to get into. I think I just needed to really grow up and, you know, and get into adulthood and then go with it. You know, I actually work on an ambulance still right now, and I'm doing music part-time, and I'm hoping to do it actually full-time very soon. Mm-hmm. But I've always known that it was a passion, and I've always wanted to do it, and I'm here now, and it's starting, and now I just see where the road takes me.
Okay, that's great. Now, you had a friend, and their child developed rheumatoid arthritis, and this was kind of a turning point for you in your music?
Yeah, I guess so. I think that's really what started things here around the Valley. I've always played in the bands, and I've always had a bit of a following with family and friends, but after I wrote that song, I got such a huge area of people that had listened to it, and that had affected a lot of people, people in Canada, United States, and I've been asked to play it in different areas, especially next year. I've been asked to play it in some of the Olympic Games for the Transplant Olympics, and it's just took it over the top. I sort of touched people with that song, and then it just kind of went from there.
Okay, great. So you do a lot of benefits, I guess. Some
I've done a fair share of benefits,
okay.
But I've been doing benefits for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We usually when it's something that that affects, you know, mm-hmm. people that are close to me or family. I mean, I definitely do them It's especially when it comes to kids being sick too. I mean, that's something that, you know, touches my heart pretty close. So.
Right, and you can attest to that because you have a son who was born with a hearing problem?
Yeah, he actually was born completely deaf.
Okay.
There was no real reason for him to be deaf, mm-hmm. and it was always a fear of mine to watch his hearing. I was always big on, you know, make sure their hearing's all right, make sure their hearing's all right, and then when he was born, he actually had none at all.
Okay.
But with, you know, modern technology out there, he can hear with a cochlear implant, so he... I got to watch what I say around him because he'll repeat everything I say.
Well, that's wonderful for him. That's great.
Yeah.
And was that an inspiration? I think you put out an EP, was it, called Here?
Yeah, the first EP I put out was sort of just a stepping stone to where I am now. And to sort of get my name out there just around Nova Scotia, to give you that stepping stone to be bigger through Canada and other parts of the world. But I dedicated that song to Benjamin, my son, because of his hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got two boys, and Jesse's my other little boy, he's two, and I always, you know, it's always for them. It's when I'm playing, they inspire me just because of who they are, and it just, you know, Ben inspires me anyway because he's doing so well with his cochlear implant that I just, you know, it's just hard to believe that he's a, you know, normal speaking, talking little boy.
That's wonderful, truly wonderful. You must be very proud of them, and I'm sure that they're very proud of you, too.
Oh, I think so. Daddy's singing. Every song comes on the radio, Daddy's singing.
Do you write your own songs, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I am. The latest CD I put out, the majority of the songs are written by some of the biggest songwriters in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Just want to, basically, to where it's going to, where it's going to be a national CD, I really wanted to get some real strong songs in there and some real good backing from people that are actually, you know, professionals that write every day. I do have lots of my own songs, and I plan my next CD to have the majority of them that are going to be written by me.
Okay, so the latest one is called Just the Beginning?
Yes.
Okay, and you put out one called Here, and you put out a self-titled one too, Kevin Davison?
Here is actually the self-titled
okay.
one. That's sort of a, when you look at that on the website, it looks like there's two separate ones there, but it's actually all in the first one.
Great. So you do have a website, and the address is?
KevinDavison.ca.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. It's up and running, and now with the CD that's just been released this week, there's going to hopefully start being dates on there, and I'm going to start doing some touring in the new year.
Right. Oh, just this week? Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Did you have a party, a launch party yet?
The launch party is coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, it's a lot of work to get a launch party in your home area.
I would imagine.
I'm working on it. I have the band ready to go, and I'm just going to, hopefully in the next 4 to 5 weeks, I'm going to have the release party here in the Indianapolis Valley.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. You played at a lot of venues in the Nova Scotia area. Have you gone outside that area to play yet?
You know, I haven't gone outside the area as of yet, but my plan is to definitely go. I have been offered through some agencies to play in the Ontario region, just with the CD that hopefully the things are going to go national, where a lot of stations have picked up the first song and the first release that I'm going to be able to get to really get going once the new year starts.
Okay, great, good. And your single right now is?
The first single released is called Bring It Here to Me.
Okay.
Relates to a lot of people. That's sort of why I wanted to pick the first one, and that's a nice upbeat song for everybody to turn up in their cars and listen to. And yeah, Bring It Here to Me was the first release, and so far it's doing fairly well, so I'm quite happy with it.
That's great. I know it's doing well here. We're really enjoying playing it.
Oh, that's great.
And you're also on Twitter, too, I've noticed.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on all these things, Twitter, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really great with the computer, and I don't really know much about Twitter as of yet, but I'm sure I'm going to learn as the days progress and me trying to get on there and write things about myself and what's going on in my life when it comes to music.
Oh, that should be very exciting.
Yeah.
Great. Any special plans for the new year?
You know, I just want to get my music out there and get my name out there. And, you know, I'm really hoping for, some nominations for the CCMAs next year in Edmonton. I'm definitely going to be going anyway, regardless. But hopefully, you know, that's sort of my goal is to really get my name out there and be part of the CCMAs in a big way.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've done a lot in Nova Scotia. You've been on CTV's Atlantic Breakfast Television.
Yeah.
And you won the first round Maritime finalist in karaoke.
Yeah, CMT karaoke star the first season.
Great. Yeah. That's a lot of fun, and it's good exposure, too.
Yeah, it was really good exposure, and it everything helps, everything and anything, and that was a really neat thing to be involved on this TV show and watch myself make a fool of myself on there, but it was fun.
Oh, well, that's great. Anything else you wanted to say before we go, Kevin?
No, just thank you very much. I'll be hopefully releasing another song in the next month or so, and I hope everybody out there, and at least in your listening area, enjoys Bring It Here to Me. And, if you request it, jump on YouTube and listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. And just say hi to everybody out there.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kevin. All the best to you.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, Kevin Davison, Bring It Here to Me.
Maybe this is just none of my business, but I can't stand the way he's talking to you. You're the kind of girl a guy wouldn't wanna lose, and if it breaks your heart in two, bring it here to me. My arms are wide open, I won't ever let your heart get broken. Together we can see how amazing love can be. Baby, bring it here to me.
Baby, bring it here to me. Baby,
I didn't come in here to cause a commotion. I sure ain't looking for no cowboy fight, but I can see that he ain't treating your love right. but you could change all that tonight. Bring it here to me. My arms are wide open. I won't ever let your heart get broken. Together we can see how amazing love can be. Baby, bring it here to me. I'm ready and I'm waiting. It'll be a chance that's well worth taking. Together we can see how amazing love can be. Here to me.